We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. God's word for us this morning is taken from Matthew's gospel, where we read, "Congratulations." That's God's word for us this morning. You may be seated. Congratulations. You have a D in Hebrew. Congratulations. You've received your course evaluations from your students, and well, they are less than thrilled with your style. Congratulations. Your position is cut. Congratulations. You know that fundraising goal you were supposed to meet? Well, you didn't quite measure up. Congratulations. Against your better judgment, you decide to preach on the Beatitudes rather than a perfectly nice Old Testament reading. Congratulations. You've rated a call to Nebraska. Congratulations? What on earth is coming from this pulpit? Congratulations on preaching on this text that everybody seems to know really well? A text so familiar it even rated a place in the inauguration of, what, only less than 2 weeks ago? Although seemingly longer, perhaps. Congratulations? These things are horrible. Because we know how the world works. After all, we live in a world of nothing but evaluations. Papers to be graded, deadlines to be met, objectives for our support staff to meet, and the list goes on and on. Congratulations. And you don't meet your objectives. Congratulations. Do I even matter? Congratulations. Do I even count for something? It's one thing to joke about Nebraska, another thing to joke about a text. But we live in a world in which status is measured, and who cares? It's not the world, it's the game we all play. Will I live up to expectations? Do I count? We reward people who succeed. And because of that, at times we wonder that if I don't succeed, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, and I don't even matter. And that becomes painful, and that hurts. Congratulations. Why? If I don't live up, do I matter? And then we read this wonderful text from Matthew chapter 5. Congratulations, that's the RSV translation of Makarioi, RSV, the Ryan Standard Version, of course. That Makarioi, or better yet, in the tongue of angels, Ashrei, in the Hebrew, is a way of recognizing the best of the best. This isn't and that's a big deal here. To call somebody Makarioi in the first century, or Ashrei in the Hebrew Bible for that matter, this is a list of everything that matters. These are the people that count. And what does Jesus do? Jesus takes everything we think doesn't matter in these wonderfully glorious, familiar Beatitudes and say that they matter to him. Makarioi, Makarioi, Ashrei, Ashrei, or better yet, congratulations. Everyone mentioned that Jesus calls Makarioi, that Jesus calls Ashrei, that Jesus calls blessed, are the people that have one thing in common. They're the people who long, they're the people who hunger, they're the people who have no status by themselves. Jesus, after all, is the one who comes as the humble servant to suffer and to die for people like you and me who don't matter, who have nothing. Left to ourselves, we have nothing to offer. And yes, we play that game so often, and it causes us so much brutal pain. And what does Jesus do? He bursts onto the scene with that simple word, makarioi or asherei. Jesus, in a word, the word made flesh, the word that with a word made creation into existence, says that everybody who doesn't matter, that you're makarioi, that you're blessed. Because when that water was poured on your head, God said, you are a blood-bought, baptized, beloved child of God. And what that means is everything for you. It's everything for me. It means that even though we struggle in the rat race that is called our lives, that even when we come up horribly short, that our worth is never, under any circumstances, dependent upon what we do. Your worth isn't a matter of your credentials. Your worth is a matter of Jesus. Your worth is because you're God's beloved child. And to that I say, congratulations. Congratulations, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. You have nothing, but Christ has given you everything. Congratulations that even though you fail, Christ loves you with a love that has no end. Congratulations. You are God's son or God's daughter. You are God's beloved child. Congratulations. He loves you so much, he will take you to be with him forever. Congratulations. Amen.